Line upon line, Moroni chapter 7, verses 16 through 17. The prophet Mormon teaches how to know if something is good or evil. Verse 16. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good, and to persuade to believe in Christ, is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. Verse 17. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil, and believe not in Christ, and deny him, and serve not God, then ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of the devil. For after this manner doth the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither do his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. Doth the devil work? We are surrounded, even at times, bombarded by the messages of the adversary. Lucifer, that clever Pied Piper, plays his lilting melody and attracts the unsuspecting away from the safety of their chosen pathway. He seeks not just the so-called refuge of humanity. He seeks all of us, including the very elect of God. Lucifer's methods are cunning, his victims numerous. I plead with you to make a determination right here, right now, not to deviate from the path which will lead to our goal, eternal life with our Father in heaven. No temptation, no pressure, no enticing can overcome us unless we allow such. President Thomas S. Monson, The Three R's of Choice, Ensign, November 2010, pages 67 through 69. Perfect knowledge. In another part of the Book of Mormon, Alma teaches that it's possible to have a perfect knowledge of some things. See Alma chapter 32, verse 34. In addition to the test given in this scripture, you can also try the experiment in Alma chapter 32 to know if something comes from God or not. Every man, every child of Heavenly Father born in the world is given at birth as a free gift, the light of Christ. You have felt that. It is the sense of what is right and what is wrong and what is true and what is false. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Walk in the Light, Ensign May 2008, page 123. His angels. The scriptures speak of the devil's angels. These are those spirits who followed Lucifer and were thrust out in the war in heaven and cast down to the earth. Bible Dictionary, angels. Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ is also known in the scriptures as the light of Christ, which is different from the Holy Ghost. See Bible Dictionary, Light of Christ. What can you learn from these scriptures about the light of Christ? What other scriptures can you find that teach about this light? John chapter 1, verse 9. John chapter 8, verse 12. Ether chapter 4, verse 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verses 11 through 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 45 through 46. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 6 to 11. Judge. While it is true that you should not condemn others or judge them unrighteously, you will need to make judgments of ideas, situations, and people throughout your life. The Lord has given many commandments that you cannot keep without making judgments. Judgment is an important use of your agency and requires great care. All your judgments must be guided by righteous standards. From True to the Faith, A Gospel Reference, 2004, page 90. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of Line Upon Line, Moroni, chapter 7, verses 16 through 17.